You're listening to Minimalish, a podcast where we talk about simplifying our stuff, our lives, our motherhood, all in a realistic way so that we can make room for what matters. We're not here for perfectly tidy homes or seeing how much we can possibly declutter. We're here for living with less. Realistically, it's going to look different for all of us, but we're not really focused on how our version of minimalism looks anyways. We're focused on how it feels. I'm your host, Desiree. I'm a mom to two and on my own journey of living with a little less clutter so I can have more space for an intentional life. I'm no expert, and I like to think of this as a corner of the internet where we're learning and growing together. So let's walk towards a more simple and intentional life. Here's this week's episode. Welcome back to Minimalish and happy February. January, every year, it never fails. It feels like the month we cannot get out of. Like, it's just a long month. It's the month after the holidays, so the excitement, the rush is over, and it's really great to slow down, but it's also a month that often comes with, like, really cold weather and just being stuck inside for whatever reason, whether it's sickness or, again, the cold. I don't know. It can seem like a very bleak time of year. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is where I'm at, we had like gray skies almost the entire month. There were some days that were sunny, so I guess I can be thankful for that. But it just felt like a long month, and I cannot believe we are finally here. But another thing that January is, it's the month where we are doing the whole new year, new me thing. We are pursuing our goals. We are getting after it. Or at least that's what a lot of people are doing. And we talked about goals back in December. And before we talked about goals, I actually put a poll out on Instagram to see when people typically, if you're the goal setting type at this time of year, whether the end or the beginning of the year, what is typical? When is the typical goal setting time for you? And I decided to put those episodes out in December just so that they were there for whenever someone wanted to lean back on them. But one message that I got said it would be really nice to have kind of like a follow-up on the goals episode sometime in February or late January so that we can just be reminded of something that so often with that very long month of January we abandon somewhere along the way. So not to continue talking about this subject that I think it's relevant for all of us, but I know some people don't love this rush at the beginning of the year after new habits and new goals. And I get that. But what I do think is really wonderful about goal setting and what's really important about it is I just think it's an important part of an intentional life. I was thinking about it. I was thinking about why I feel compelled to do this kind of third goals episode. And even at the beginning of January, I briefly talked about my own goals and did a yearly wrap up, which almost felt like an episode that had a little bit of goals theme tied into it as well. And so I don't want to keep talking about the same thing over and over within this short period of time because we did two goals episodes back in December. But at the same time, I was thinking about how pursuing minimalism in any capacity is something where we are going to be pursuing goals. Pursuing an intentional life is going to be goal-oriented in some way. Whether or not you sit down and set specific goals, if we are looking to live with less stuff, if we are looking to change the way that we do things in some sort of way, whether that's the amount of stuff we bring in, or how we manage our homes, or how we take care of ourselves, or what our days look like whatever it is that we are trying to change, part of that is going to look like moving towards some type of goal and trying to achieve some type of goal. Basically, just like the planning part of it, whatever it is we want to do, that's where goals come in. So I think sitting down, whatever time of year it is, and just giving ourselves a little bit of space and time to think about our goals, it's important. It's important to do whenever you want to do it, and it's important to do throughout the year, not just at the end or beginning of the year, but throughout the year, so that we're not just forgetting about these things in the midst of a busy life. So that's why today we are going to be revisiting, refining, and deciding which goals actually matter. So this episode does kind of have the assumption that we are revisiting goals that we already made. So if you did not create goals for 2024, if you didn't sit down and goal set, that's totally fine. What we can do for this episode, what you can do is you can kind of just think about goals of the past that you might have abandoned, or a goal that you want to work towards now, something that's on your mind, something that you're working towards. We don't have to have these intense goal setting sessions to be working towards something. Like, everyone's working towards something, right? So with that said, that's our goal today, is to just revisit the things that we decided were important for us to move towards at the beginning of this year. And then we're going to look at, okay, what is actually important? Can we refine them? How's it been going? And how can we kind of reset if we need to and keep going or go in a different direction, whatever that might look like. And then I will give a little update and reflection on some of the goals that I shared at the beginning of the year and just share what this process has looked like for me. So we're going to start with a few questions that can help us just reflect and think about how our goals have been going, goals that we might have abandoned or goals that we are currently working on. And the first question is just simply, how has it been going? How have you been doing with the goals that you set for yourself so far? Whenever it is that you might have set those goals, how has that been going for you? The second question is, how do your goals feel? So as you have pursued at least some of the goals that you set at the beginning of the year, how have they felt? Have they felt like too much? Do you no longer care about some of them? Do they still fit? And maybe you didn't set goals, but you set like a word for the year, you set intentions, whatever it is that you set, how has it felt so far as you have started? And does it still fit? Because a lot can happen in the really long month of January. The third question is, do these goals that you set deeply matter to you? And if you set goals that you worked on as you went through my episodes in December that were goal setting episodes, then hopefully they do, because hopefully you went through a reflection process that helped you set deeply meaningful goals. Maybe you found yourself, regardless, setting some goals that you felt like are goals that you should have. As we talked about in last week's episode, all those shoulds that we put on ourselves, maybe you felt like you should have goals like these, but when you really look deeply, they don't actually matter that much to you. So this question, do these goals still deeply matter to you? And then the next kind of follow-up to that is just why. Just go back to why these goals deeply matter to you. And reflecting through this will, one, help us decide which goals to keep, which goals we might want to let go of, but two, it will help remind us of why these goals deeply matter to us so that we can kind of refresh ourselves and refresh our motivation to work towards them again. Number four is, have any goals naturally popped up for you this month? What I mean by that is there anything that kind of, I don't know, struck your curiosity this month? Something that you weren't really thinking about a month ago when you were setting goals, or a month and a half ago, whenever you first set goals, you weren't thinking about it, but it was something that struck your interest throughout the month and maybe you started working towards it. Maybe you decided to start reading more, or maybe you decided to do some kind of new exercise class and now it's like your favorite way to work out. And so you're working towards doing that three times a week. Whatever it is, just think about if there's anything else that naturally popped up for you this month that wasn't initially in your goals as you set them the first time. Okay, so kind of the next thing I want to talk about are really just next steps for these questions. So after we've reflected on these questions, what are we going to do next? And the first step is to refine any goals that, I don't know, need a little bit of changing, or they don't really fit anymore, but there's something about them that fit in the first place, so maybe we just need to change them a little bit. Or let go of goals that no longer fit. And then the last thing in this first step is to add a goal if there is one that kind of came up for you throughout this first month. Because we know that the version of us that's going to be at the end of this year is not the same version of us that is starting this year. throughout the year, we're going to learn things. We're going to plan new plans, dream new dreams, find new goals along the way. So that is just totally normal. We are not going to do a goal-focused episode every single month, but here, if we're doing it here in February, might as well take this opportunity to add a new goal and subtract an old goal that no longer applies if that is something that would be helpful to you. And then the second part to this that I want to talk about is, as we kind of went through these questions, as we think about how we've been doing with our goals so far this year, in the 1 month of this year, I want us to make sure that we are releasing any guilt or shame that we feel associated with our progress. It is not something that is productive or helpful to feel guilt or shame that you have not gotten to the point where you hoped you'd be at the end of this first month of 2024. There are 11 months of this year left, and every single day is a new opportunity to start. So we can just release all of that guilt and shame right now. I think that oftentimes when we do find ourselves, I don't know, ignoring goals that we set or abandoning them or just not doing the things we said we were going to do, we feel bad about it. We feel bad about ourselves. It makes us feel less than. It makes us feel like we're not measuring up to something that we set for ourselves, basically, this like bar that we set for ourselves. But the guilt and shame that's associated with it oftentimes is it's more than just our own accountability that we're feeling. We're feeling like we're letting ourselves down and other people. We just feel all around garbage about it. I want to reframe that feeling that we often feel when we abandon our goals, because there's nothing that we need to measure up to. There's nothing that makes us like a bad person if we are not working towards this goal that we set for ourselves. We write our goals for ourselves. And maybe you are working on a goal that would also be helpful for your family or for others as well, and that is great. But the reason you wrote that goal is because you cared about it and you wrote it for yourself to work towards, because you want to shift your life in some way by working towards that goal, right? If you don't pursue the goal that you wrote, it's only a delay in doing the things that matter to you. And it's normal and it's hard. We are responsible for a lot in the midst of our daily lives. Like, it's hard to work towards a ton of goals every single day. And it's oftentimes not realistic. We put unrealistic expectations on ourselves. So today, I want us to just release that guilt and reframe and just choose one goal that you've at least semi-abandoned or not worked towards in the way that you wanted to. Or maybe a goal that you are working towards, but you're feeling like you're getting burnt out. I want you to think about the difference that this goal would make if you were consistent in working towards it for the next month. And then think about what difference it would make if you were consistent in working towards it for the next 3 months and the next 6 months. How would this goal benefit your life? How would this goal benefit your family and the people around you? This gets a little bit to that deep why for the goal, and I hope what it will do is help us just let go of the guilt, because it's not about feeling bad. It's just about seeing the opportunity for positive change in our lives and working towards that daily as an act of caring for ourselves, really. And I think that is true for a majority of goals that we would be setting. So what are some ways that we can make sure that we are continuing to work towards our goals month after month? Because if it is a trend that we abandon or forget about some of them at some point throughout the month, how can we do this, what we are doing today, and remind ourselves of these goals throughout the year? A couple of things that are helpful for me is doing a monthly reflection, looking back on the goals that I thought were important at the beginning of that month, just like we did today. And some of them, it's funny, I wrote them down and I literally did nothing about it. That happens. But doing that monthly reflection helps us look back at the goal and remind ourselves of it. So then maybe we can work towards it that next month, and no harm that we didn't make progress on it the month before, because we are still progressing, whether or not it was on the timeline we initially thought. And then something else that I think is really helpful, other than monthly reflecting, is quarterly goal planning. goal planning by quarters is really great. I think that initial yearly goal planning is such a fun thing. Like, I really love to do it. I really love to think and dream about the year ahead. But quarterly goal planning feels a little bit more realistic and actionable because you're just looking at 3 months at a time. So maybe those are things that you're going to add to your calendar right now. You're going to set calendar notifications for monthly reflection days and quarterly goal planning days. And that is going to be a way that you're going to get closer to goals this year because you're not going to just write them down once and then forget about them the rest of the year. And maybe it would be helpful to write these questions down from this episode so that you can come back to them once a month as you reflect on your goals. Okay, so now I want to take a second to reflect on my goals with you and share how it's been going. If for nothing else, I want to do this for solidarity because I have definitely not been perfect over the month of January, as is normal. And the key difference between, you know, abandoning a few goals a few years ago for me to now is I don't beat myself up over it because I've realized that it is not productive. And the fact that I don't beat myself up over it anymore, I've noticed, has made me more able to pick back up on a goal and has made me more able to just sort through which goals are helpful for me and which goals I can abandon because I decided they were not that important because we can't do everything at once, right? So I'm just looking back at which goals I shared in the first episode of this year, and I shared that I was going to have 1 to 2 quarterly goals that deal with home routines. And this quarter, I was hoping to focus on meal planning and laundry. And let me just tell you that I have not made that much progress in either of these areas. Meal planning, I have probably cooked at home the majority of the month. So that feels like a win. But I have not really done what I wanted to do, which is make myself a master grocery list and kind of start a meal planning notebook. So the thing is, these are quarterly goals, so I can still do this in February. This is not a fail. We are making progress. I wasn't really planning to focus on the laundry goal this first month of the quarter, so the plan is to work on that over the next 2 months at some point once I get this meal planning goal down. Other goals that I shared, I am creating a fun resource for Minimalish this quarter, and I am in the works of creating that. And interestingly enough, what I thought this resource was at the beginning of the year has shifted just within this first month. So I'm still working towards the goal. It looks different than what I thought it was going to look like. Health habits as an overall goal. Reestablishing lifting 4 days a week and daily 8K plus steps and intentional nutrition. This is something that I very much so focused on this month. And I actually decided to up my step goal to 10K plus steps because I decided I wanted to walk more. And that is something that I've been really going full force into through the second half of the month because it is just a goal that kind of popped up for me and something I decided I wanted to do for health reasons. But everything else, yes, I've been working towards lifting 4 days a week again, which is something that I am just getting back to at the end of the month. So I worked on it slowly throughout the month and I'm just getting there. I also had a goal this quarter of going to church each week and getting more consistent as churchgoers. That has been a struggle. That goal, it is not an abandoned goal. It is still one that we are planning to work on as a family, but this month was not the month for us for getting that goal started. We are in the midst of wrestling season, which means my husband isn't home some weekends because he is a head wrestling coach and he has lots of weekend tournaments. We had some sickness going on at the beginning of the month, which threw out a couple of weekends. So we are hopefully going to have a better February when it comes to getting to church. And that is going to be a priority for us. The next time I will update you on these goals will be at the end of the quarter because I'm going to start doing quarterly wrap-ups on the podcast. So we will talk about these again in March. The reason I'm doing this, once again, is just to share my own progress. As we talk about goals, as we talk about living intentionally, as we talk about living minimalish, this podcast for me is about sharing my progress, my learning. I am not an expert. I am just doing this along with you and sharing what I'm learning along the way. And that's so true with goals. I'm not some expert goal achiever, whatever that might mean. I am just doing this along with you. I am working towards becoming a more kind person to myself, having more grace for myself, but also being more consistent in the goals that I feel are important and that I want to achieve. That is all I have for today's episode, so I hope that you enjoyed it. If it was helpful to you, would you share it with a friend or share it wherever you like to share things? Share it on Instagram, text it to someone. Whatever you want to do to share this episode is going to be so helpful in getting more eyes and ears on the show. So thank you for that. Thank you for being here and listening in, and I will talk to you right back here again on the next episode.
Hi there, I'm Rachel, and I'm the host of 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms, a podcast for women who want to love motherhood as much as they love their children. In each 30-minute episode, my guests and I give 3 actionable takeaways that will help you make your family life a little better each week. I'd love for you to give us a listen. Listen to 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.